afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Tuesday, August 14th, 2018. Hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you today? I know you're fantastic.
As always.
I hear you.
Yes, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
You're doing all right?
Staying busier than that could even tell you, but I'm doing fine. Thank God I have enough health to get out and stay busy.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you what, yesterday I had said that I had hoped to see gold reach back up to 1,200 after the beating that it took yesterday. And I should be prepared today. I was, but I started doing some other things. And so, gold's 1195, came up a little bit today. But we did hit 1,200 earlier in the day. So that's what I predicted yesterday. I wanted to see gold hit 1,200. It did, but it didn't keep that level. So we're looking at 1195 for gold. Silver was up 8 cents today at $15.14. So it stayed up over that $15 level, which is a very good sign. Platinum was down $2 at $805, and palladium was up $4, gained $4 at $902. The USDX today was stronger by 0.43 at 96.72. Crude oil was down 3 cents today at 67.17. And the stock market today, you know, believe it or not, it jumped more than 100 points. It snapped a four-day slide as the Turkish lira rebounds from the record low. So we had, let me get to the new page here. The Dow was up 112 points today at 25,300. The NASDAQ was up 51 at 7,870. And the S&P was up 18 at 2,839. 10-year yield, so backing off on treasuries, 2.90%, up 0.02. Euro has really been taking a beating of late, 1.13, down 0.49, all currencies but the U.S. dollar, of course. And what did Bitcoin do today? It's still holding at that 6,000 level, but it was down 3.33% today. So, it's all eyes is on Turkey to see what type of crisis in their debt might pose. That poses to the rest of the world. And we're just going to have to wait and see how this filters through. But I came across, I don't know if I have it here, Butch, I came across one of my favorite websites is antiwar.com. And even though I get Pat Buchanan's articles directly, I found it on their website right before the program today. And he just recaps everything that's going on and around the world as America is lengthening the enemies list. And it truly is amazing. I mean, he talks about on Monday, yesterday in Yemen, a funeral was held in the town square of Sada for 40 children that was massacred in an airstrike on a school bus by the Saudis or the UAE using U.S.-provided planes and bombs. He says, a crime by America, and it's, this isn't Pat Buchanan, this is by the Houthi rebel leader, a crime by America and its allies against the children of Yemen. Yemen, and I've been talking about it, is the worst humanitarian situation in the world. It is creating a human rights tragedy. America has played an indispensable role. Pat Buchanan goes on and he talks about the 2,000 troops in Syria, our control with our Kurd allies at the quadrant of Syria east of the Euphrates is almost certain to bring us into eventual conflict with the regime and army, insisting that we get out of their country. Our relationship with Turkey, you have President Erdogan, is regarding our Kurd allies in Syria as a collaborators of his own Kurdish terrorist PKK. He sees this as providing sanctuary for exile cleric Gulen, where Erdogan says was behind the attempted coup in 2016. I saw a report today that the administration said if they don't release the pastor, we're going to inflict more sanctions, more damaging sanctions on Turkey. I mean, it's the list just goes on. Pat Buchanan goes on. He talks about the most severe of U.S. sanctions will be imposed on Iran in November. He goes on and he talks about how Iran has rejected the Trump's offer of unconditional face-to-face talks. I mean, it just goes on. Then we go to Russia. I mean, Butch, you have China. Last week, a U.S. Poseidon reconnaissance plane observing China's construction of militarized inlets in the South China Sea was told to leave immediately and keep out.
Yep.
Talking about North Korea. I mean,
on and on it goes. And Germany has told other European nations, do not boycott Iran. Let Trump do what he wants. He said the United States has no right to tell us what to do. And all I can say is, hey, man, who made us boss hog of the whole country, the whole world? You know, I'm not anti-American. No, I'm American. I served in the military. I wore a uniform. I didn't do anything to disgrace the military. I'm not ashamed of what I did. I performed my duties. But the situation is this. We have become all of a sudden a bully to the whole world. And we're pushing people's buttons. And an article here is entitled U.S. Sanctions Are Pushing Russia to War. Yeah. The new round of sanctions this week unleashed by the United States on Russia has only one meaning. The U.S. rulers want to crush Russia's economy. By any definition, Washington is, in effect, declaring war on Russia. Now, that's a serious statement, but that's what sanctions lead to. It happened. It happened in World War II. It happened in World War I. It's happening again. The people don't understand that Germany in World War I were not the bad guys. People don't believe that. I really don't care. I can prove it. I wouldn't say it. But it goes on. You know, this. They want to do put sanctions on Russia now because they supposedly used a chemical weapon attack on double agent in England earlier this year. Now, I mean, this is ridiculous. We're going to sanction a whole nation because supposedly they poisoned a double agent. How much has America done to not just poison the world but destroy people's lives all over the world, Melody? And Russia said it's going to abandon the dollar because oil is the oil trade is becoming too risky and the dollar is not worth anything unless oil backs it. And they're not going to use the dollar more to buy oil. So they are biting back. This literally could lead to physical war. Now, do we want that or do we not?
Well, we already expelled 60 Russian diplomats for the poisoning.
Yes.
Russia vehemently denies that responsibility, but, you know, that's here nor there. But the Prime Minister, Medvedev, he's warning that such a U.S. move, additional sanctions, would cross a red line. He says if a ban on bank operations or currency use follows, it will amount to a declaration of economic war, and it will warrant a response with economic means, political means, and if necessary, other means. So we know what that other means is.
Well, we do. And
I mean, these are frightening words. I mean,
they truly are. They truly are. These are not coming from street people. They're coming from higher-ranking officials in the governments. You know, but even the internet is shutting down anti-war websites and saying that, you know, they're not going to allow that to be said in public. They are warmongering. Now, I'm hoping and praying that Trump has enough sense not to do that. But with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, pushing him in the Middle East, I wonder, really, what's going on here. I have to wonder this. I mean, Jared Kushner is a Zionist Jew, and he's back in Israel, which backs a lot of these things in the Middle East. So where is this going? I don't know. But this talk, this is dangerous talk. It really is. It's went beyond the point of tit for tat. It's really now threatening, has it not?
I mean, we have, you know, some of the he lists America's adversaries here. It contains the Taliban, the Houthis of Yemen, Assad of Syria, Erdogan's Turkey, Iran, North Korea, Russia, China. I mean,
yep.
Who? I mean, forget about Mexico. We have no idea what's going on with NAFTA. Canada, you know, we're pretty much, you know, you know, not to the point of, you know, where we'd have to worry about any type of war or anything, but certainly, you know, an increase in trade wars, so to speak. So one of these is going to pop. I'm sorry. You cannot have this amount of confrontations.
Attention.
Without something breaking loose that's not controllable and containable.
Well, if you poke a bear in the sense of Russia, if you poke a bear in the eye long enough, you're going to make it mad, aren't you?
Yes, you are.
You know, and that's just common sense.
And we're beginning to see these countries, the ones in the list, beginning to form a relationship with each other.
Yep.
So, again, it's just not, you know, something that we're having a spat with Turkey or a spat with Assad in Syria. They're aligning themselves with one another.
What? And does America really think that's invincible? I mean, come on. Are we that arrogant that we think we're invincible?
No, but you know what I do think? I think we're pretty much at the end of our financial system.
Control, yeah.
I think we were spiraling out of control. And I think we're, you know, I think we're at that point of going over the cliff. And I think these are just reactions to, these are great distractions, cover-ups. Everybody can blame one another.
Yes, could be.
Something is coming our way, and
well, according to articles I've been reading, I do want to cover the 10 numbers that prove America's economy is sliding. But I'm trying to find it very quickly. Get the article here in front of me somewhere. According to different places coming in, especially with what's happening with the censorship of a lot of people, and we all know Alex Jones, what's happened there. But according to this article, censorship purge signals imminent false flag violence before midterm elections. Now, if this is going to happen, I don't know. We're talking midterm elections, what? That's September, October, three months away, roughly. That's why,
yes.
I mean, so we're almost there. But for the last 2 months, I've been warning about the rising risk of a major false flag attack taking place before the midterm elections. The aggressive, unprecedented purge of Alex Jones and InfoWars underscores the desperation of the totalitarian deep state that's about to make a move to eliminate President Trump and or steal the elections. Anyone who believes that the sudden deplatforming of Alex Jones across over a dozen online services and platforms isn't coordinated collusion is delusional. Now, I'm not going to get all the details about that, but we are now living, he says, in an Orwellian totalitarian regime beyond any horrific imaginations. Google, Apple, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and other tech giants are engaged in the most criminal, malicious, racketeering, and tyranny imaginable. This is not sheer coincidence. They've all been ordered to censor. The independent media is in preparation for what's coming next. As I explained this in this video, the most likely false flag assault to be staged by the left might be a mass shooting at CNN or another media giant, all staged with impressive theatrics to augment the real violence with a false narrative. Watch the video there. So we're being warned, and this is, I think, in my mind, quite probable, Melody. I don't know. This could be just all a circus. It could all be just for show. I don't know that. But apparently, sincerely, some people hate Trump, obviously. And could they do something to swing the election the other way or cause a whole lot more confusion and chaos in this country? Of course they could. They've done it in the past.
Hey,
9/11 was a false flag.
If he continues down this path with these nations and coming from this administration, we don't need a false flag.
No, we don't.
We don't need a false flag. If our economy collapses, we don't need a false flag. You know, so something is coming our way.
It is.
And then we're at the point. And, you know, and I've never been one to generate fears and so forth. It's not me. You know, we talk about things, and we talk about the danger that people need to protect themselves and so forth, but I'm not one to, you know, bring on, you know, scares of false flags and so forth. I think there's a bigger picture than false flags and everybody hates Trump. I think we're at the point of this country due to years and years of mismanagement and debt and destruction within. I think the system is just ready to collapse.
Well, I've got to share the numbers here that prove America's current financial conditions is a horror show, because I think they're important. If I may, it may take a couple minutes, but I do want to share these. This article is very well written. America's long-term balance sheet numbers just continue to get progressively worse. Unfortunately, since the stock market has been soaring and the GDP numbers look okay, most Americans assume that the U.S. economy is doing just fine. But the stock market was soaring and the GDP numbers looked okay just prior to the great financial crisis of 2008 as well, and we saw how that turned out. The truth is that GDP is not the best measure for the health of the economy. Judging U.S. economy by GDP is basically like measuring the financial health of an individual by how much money he or she spends. I will try to illustrate this. He said, if I went out right now, got a whole bunch of new credit cards, and started spending money like there was no tomorrow, would that mean that my financial condition has improved? No. In fact, it would mean that my long-term financial condition just got a whole lot worse. GDP is a measurement of how much economic activity is happening in a society, and it is basically an indication of how much money is changing hands. If I went out tomorrow and spent $20,000 with a bunch of new credit cards, I could claim that my personal GDP was soaring because of spending a lot of money, a lot more money than before. But boasting would be pointless, because in reality, I would just be putting my family in an extremely precarious financial position. Economic growth that is produced by continually increasing amounts of debt is not a positive thing. I wish that more people understood this very basic concept. He said the following 10 numbers prove the situation is a horror show. Now, these are really good. Number one, U.S. consumer credits just hit another all-time record high. In the second quarter of 2008, total consumer credit reached a grand total of $2.63 trillion. 10 years later, it soared to $3.87 trillion. That's a 48% increase in one decade, just one decade. Number two, student loan debt has surpassed $1.5 trillion for the first time ever. Over the last 8 years, the total amount of student debt has shot up 79% in the U.S. Number three, according to the Federal Reserve, the credit card default rate in the U.S. has risen for 7 quarters in a row. On number four, one recent survey found that 42% of Americans' consumers paid their credit card bill late at least once in the last year, and 24% of American consumers paid their credit card bills late more than once in the last year. Number five, real wage growth in the United States has declined by the most that we have seen in 6 years. Number six, according to one recent study, the rate of people 65 and older filing for bankruptcy is 3 times what it was in 1991. Number seven, we're in the midst of the greatest retail apocalypse in American history. At this point, 57 more retailers have announced store closings in 2018. We're going to run out of time to get to the final three, but the size U.S. budget deficit is up 21% under President Trump. The deficit is up 21% under President Trump, people. Nothing's changed.
We'll be heading right back right after these few short commercials.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Butch Paul today. 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading, the sponsor of this program. Visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter. And, of course, you can listen to these programs live and also archived. And we're just going to keep going with the there's so much going on out there, Butch, if you want to finish up a
I do. I want to finish these last 2 points up. Yes. But I want to reemphasize the one I just had. But since Trump took office, the one who gave us a tax cut and saved the economy and saving the country, the deficit has went up 21% in a year and a half. Continue to outpace, Melody, it'll be close to 100% increase. Well, no, 75% increase over the next couple, 2.5 years. Think about that.
And but we don't even have the real numbers yet.
No, we don't. We don't. Number nine is being projected that interest on the national debt will surpass $500 billion for the first time ever this year.
Yeah.
$500 billion interest. Goldman Sachs, number 10, is projecting that the U.S. budget deficit was to surpass $2 trillion by 2028. Now, that's huge. But let's move on to something that for this nation, that's unbelievable. But this article, the world is drowning in debt. The U.S. economy grew by 4.1% during the past quarter, and that's good news. All the economic signs are positive, or are they? There's much less discussion about debt, which has hit another record high. The global debt just reached $247 trillion for the first quarter of this year. But you multiply that out times four. How do you go from a trillion? What's 100 trillion? What number is that?
What do you mean, what's 100 trillion?
Well, 100 trillion. I mean, how do you say it? I mean, 100,000 is a million, and 1,000, 1,000,000, as I said, is a million. How do you go to, from, and 1,000 million is a trillion, so 100, just 100 trillion. I mean, think about that. How do you define $100 trillion in numbers we can figure out?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. That is 29 trillion higher than the 2 years ago. While we rejoice in the growth, let's consider that the global debt to GDP ratio exceeds 318%. The global rate, debt to GDP, exceeds 318%. The U.S. exceeds 100%. Now, the floodwaters are rising and the dams are going to break. And we're going to drown in debt. Now, people can scoff at that and balk at that if you want to. But it's just no way that we can explain that in figures that at least I can understand, because it's too much, too big. And I think that's why people are not get too excited, because they can't understand it. Let me put this in some perspective. 1 million seconds, Melody, 1 million seconds is 12 days. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
You still with me?
Yes, I am.
Class sensation. Now, pay attention. 1 billion seconds, 1 billion second now, is 30 years. 1 trillion seconds is 32,000 years. Now, we're going to be $100 trillion in debt. If we paid it back at a dollar a second, it'd be a long time paying that back, wouldn't we?
Certainly.
Now, we put that in perspective of time. It makes it so easy to understand. A million is a lot of money. But a million in seconds is 12 days. A billion seconds is 30 years. 1 trillion seconds is 32,000 years. Now, maybe you can understand. Maybe you understand a little more. Like, I put that down just so I can understand that. What an enormous number that really is. The creation wasn't even here 32,000 years ago. A trillion seconds ago, we weren't here yet. Given the Bible, creation 6,000 years roughly, whatever, we weren't even close to being here yet. So think about that. Wow.
You know, I'm not so sure if people don't understand. Well, I do think it's the concept of $1 trillion is just, you know, they can't relate to. But they've also been conditioned to believe, particularly with Ben Bernanke, with the visions of him in a helicopter throwing out money, that money can be printed and that government can just print money. Why can't they just continue to print money? And I think the people can't connect the dots between the trillions of dollars to the printing of the money and to how it affects them. Because they've never, and you're right, I don't think they can make connections.
I can't, literally. I mean, I can appreciate the time comparison there a little bit. I can understand a year. I lived a year. But 32,000 years is even beyond my scope of imagination. So we're seeing what this really
truly
is.
Yeah, but people believe that if they have a government that can throw out seconds, you know, by a printing machine,
yeah,
you know,
right,
what's a
trick, right.
You know. So,
yep.
You know, they think government is going to solve the problems.
Well,
they think government can continue to print the money, that it's they can just print.
And they actually think it's money. And that's a sad part. That is called a mass deception, and our nation has been deceived for a long, long time.
And that's why they can't understand why it cannot be printed. That's why they can't connect the dots, because they don't understand the difference between money and currency, fiat currency.
So. No, we can't. You know, and I'm gonna go to a different topic, but maybe in some way I have a little bit of good news here. Good news for maybe the cause that some people got caught. But you probably know this. That legislation, the delegates' legislation here in West Virginia has impeached all of the Supreme Court justices. You saw that, right? State Supreme Court
yes.
justices are all impeached for a lot of reasons. Now, that is kind of a shakeup, and it's good and it's bad, but I think it's mostly good. Perhaps, maybe, who knows, maybe we actually did something to stop some corruption in the higher-ups. One guy that the Chief Justice named Lowry was found. It's been filed 23 federal indictments against him. So perhaps something good will come out of this. Maybe in this little state of West Virginia, we can make a difference in how things are run. I don't know. Just a thought. I mean, I don't have any time in history it's ever happened in any state. Do you?
No, I don't. Who were they replaced with?
Don't know yet. That's the key. Well, the governor did appoint one gentleman to replace one of them. From what I can see, he's a pretty decent guy, but you never know till they're in there a while. But the other four are going to leave, and one of them just retired today to keep from being kicked off. They retired, so they won't lose retirement. So I don't know what's going to happen here. This is a sure mix-up. And as I've said before, Don Blankenship is running on the Constitution Party for U.S. Senate. He is gaining ground. He has his signatures in. Of course, the state's fighting it, but he will win the case. He'll be on the ballot this November. And Don Blankenship, from all reports I have from people that work with him, is a very strong Christian who believes in the Constitution and the moral values of the people. And he was railroaded into jail for something he did not do. Or having part of, even the miners that worked for him, and I know some of them, said he was railroaded. He had nothing to do with this, but they had to have a whipping boy, and that's who they chose this time, was Don Blankenship. Well, he's out and he's mad, so to speak. He doesn't need to do this, Melody. He is wealthy enough, He could retire and enjoy his life. He's not doing it for power or fame. I'm convinced this man doing it because he thinks he'll make a difference for West Virginia, maybe for this whole country. And as soon as he announces he's going to be on there and he comes on the radio, I'll let you know. You might want to talk to him on your broadcast.
Alrighty, very good.
So this
Sounds
is where
great.
We're going here in West Virginia. We got rid of that bunch. Now, we're talking about a minute ago about the maybe a chance of a false flag alert. I guess you've probably seen this. The FBI has warned that global cash machines could be mass hacked. You probably saw that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Banks have warned of an imminent threat that their cash machines could be mass hacked by cyber criminals. In a confidential alert on Friday, America's Federal Bureau of Investigation told international banks that criminals are plotting a concerted global malware attack on cash machines in the next few days. The FBI issued a warning about a highly choreographed fraud scheme known as ATM jackpotting, in which crooks hack a bank or payment card processor and use clone cards at cash machines around the world to take out millions in just a few minutes. Now, already, all this country, they're putting in some kind of skimmers in gas pumps. So when you use a card, they skim your card, then they can defraud you.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't they do it with ATMs? And this is exactly why I do not use a card at gas pumps. I pay cash. I will not use a card at gas pumps for a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons is I don't want to be hacked. I don't use ATM machines. Now, I know I'm old-fashioned. I'm just plain old, dumb, and old-fashioned. I actually pay my bills generally with cash. And that's what I generally want to do. Now, I'll do it as long as I can. One day it's going to dry up. But cash and money orders are my preferred way of paying bills. So I just want people to keep their heads up. Something could happen. And if ATM machines are hacked and people can't get their money out, what would that do to this nation, not to mention the world?
Well, you know what I find interesting about that they would come out and say that, you know, these ATM machines are vulnerable to hacking, because, you know, of course, you're only allowed so much, you know, when you withdraw and so forth. But obviously, they're not concerned with any type of run on the bank or anything. I mean, I'll tell you what, if they can hack into an ATM machine, what else? I'm sure they can hack into your bank account.
Absolutely.
So it surprises me that, but people, you know, they just don't care about the risks anymore.
Well, you know,
it's not going to happen to me.
Yeah, exactly. And besides, it's just too convenient to give up ATM machines. You know, we used to be like, say, we did everything in cash, and, you know, but it was kind of cumbersome, you know. And you remember COD orders? You remember that?
Yes, I do.
They don't do it anymore, do they?
No. Remember layaways? I think Walmart started doing layaways again. But I mean, layaway was a big way to.
It was a big way.
Purchase items. Yeah.
But people used to pay cash, and when they order something in the mail, they send a check or money order, or they order COD. Now it's pick up a credit card and boom, you're done. It's ordered and you just pay the credit card. We've all been deceived into convenience, and this convenience is going to bite us in the butt. It already is. But if they hack ATMs worldwide, it's going to be a financial disaster for a lot of people. Now, I had to buy a used car, you see, from Marsha Jean. I bought a little well-used SUV. It had 100,000 miles on it. That's all I could afford. Nice little car. Nothing wrong with it. But the bank, they asked me, said, do you have a savings account? And I said, well, that's really nobody's business, but no, I don't do savings account in the bank. I have a savings account, but it's not in the bank, and it's not cash. That's what I told them. And you already know what I'm talking about. I got some gold and silver. Have a little bit of cash around, you know, if I need it. But most of mine's in gold and silver. And I don't mind telling people that. And it's in my possession. It's not somewhere in a safety deposit box. It's my possession in a very well-built safe that they're not hacking into with a lot of effort. Without a lot of effort. So, this because I don't trust... It's not because I don't trust the bankers, the ones that run the local bank. I don't trust the government and what they can do with it. Now, is that being paranoid?
I don't believe it is.
I mean what have they done in the past? How many times have they whacked somebody's account? I mean, it can happen. The government will do it. They did it in the 1930s. Why won't they do it again?
Well, the thing of it is, we know they're going to do it again because that's the only thing that they can do. And, you know, they, you know, things will be adjusted, things will be reset, the system will be purged, but somebody's got to pay for what's left. And it's all the money sitting in retirement accounts, pension plans, city and states, locals, they're not going to pay your plans, the state. They don't have any money as it is. Nobody has any money. The only thing any of these states and governments have is debt. They don't have money. They have debt. It boggles the mind.
It does.
It truly does. It boggles the mind that, and again, do I wish that something bad happens? Of course not. You know, I wish there was a way out of our problems. I wish there was a way to be able to build our way, to work our way out of our problems. But it's beyond the measure. It's just as you were talking about, Butch. You know, 100 trillion seconds is 32,000 years.
That's 1 trillion seconds.
32,000 years.
Yes.
Good grief. It's debt that can't be paid. And the only thing, you've heard the old saying, throwing good money after bad just to keep it going. That's exactly what we're doing, only we're throwing bad money after bad money.
Just well, like, we're paying credit cards with credit cards.
Just like this new program, the space program. What's that all about? I heard somebody else, Greg Mannarino, was talking about it. We talked about it on this program earlier than that. It's like, what's this all about? A space program? Are you kidding me? If you look at the little logos that they've created, they have this little rocket ship that looks like a cartoon.
Right.
I mean, it's just like, it reminded me of Wile E. Coyote, you know, when he'd get his little rocket to kill the Roadrunner. You know, it looked like this little rocket ship. It's ridiculous. And where's the money coming from?
You mentioned paying the debt and kicking a can down the road. You know, if you get a credit card, you go in debt, you get another credit card to pay it off. It gives you, 3 days to pay it off, right? It moves it down the road 30 days. You do that again, again, again. Eventually, it's impossible. America's done that now for 1930s. They've done that. They keep kicking down the road, month to month, year by year. It's irretrievable now. It will not change. It cannot change. I don't want to scare anybody. I'm telling the truth. If you don't prepare people, it's going to kick it. Maybe you and I will live long enough. Maybe it'll be pushing the road far enough they won't bother us directly. But our children most certainly will see this collapse. And if you don't help them prepare and prepare for them, they're not going to have a snowball's chance. Now, Melanie, I don't know how to reach anybody. I mean, you know, most of my children, at least two of them understand that I'm telling the truth, but they don't have the wherewithal to change a whole lot about it. They're still living in the world and, you know, doing, I guess, very well, but they're not so concerned as they want to bite the bullet and do anything about it. But they're going to have to do it one day. It's going to hurt. You know that also.
Well, they're going to be forced to do it, you know, because that's what happens when the system collapses. You're going to be forced to do it or do without. And many people are going to do without because, you know, they didn't do what had to be done. And we're heading into a break. That is one thing that has to be done at this moment. And we should be returning. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. And we'll be back in just a few short minutes.
Oh, won't you tell me again?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Get the deal of the century. Gold and silver right now, all-time lows for a very long time. And I really do believe we're going to see once it pops. And I know you've been hearing me say this for... You've been listening to me say this for years, ever since after it started getting the pressure after 2011, and we've just been in this. But look at all that's happened. You know, we're looking at a 25,300 stock market. Not a lot of attention is on gold and silver. But, Butch, you know, I truly do believe you have Iran. There's sanctions that they can't buy precious metals. You have Erdogan of Turkey who's telling his people to turn in the gold. You know what? It's going to be all about the precious metals, gold and silver. These are all signs that's telling me that they're positioning themselves in their precious metals.
The nations are hoarding gold and silver. They truly are. Some banks are hoarding gold and silver now.
Yep.
So that should tell something, should not?
You would think.
Duh.
You think. Yep.
You know, you were talking about hacking. We were talking about hacking ATMs. You probably saw this also. Now, folks, this isn't funny, but this really happened. 11-year-olds hack mock version of Florida's election site in minutes. Did you hear about that?
What was that again?
11-year-olds, two of them, hack mock version of Florida's election site in minutes.
Yeah.
A hacker convention. I didn't know what it was saying, hacker convention. In Las Vegas this past weekend, test election systems for vulnerabilities. Now, this is what happened. They haven't even made it to high school yet, but they managed to hack into a mock version of Florida's elections website and change the results in a matter of minutes. An 11-year-old boy pulled off the feat in less than 10 minutes during DEF CON 26, the world's largest hacking convention, according to a report by PBS NewsHour. BuzzFeed reported another child, an 11-year-old girl, manipulated the site to make it appear that Libertarian candidate Daryl Castle had won Florida's presidential election vote in 2016. Some state election officials, though, say the mock site did not duplicate all the safety features in place to stop the hacking. So they're saying that this wasn't a fair test. It is not a real-life scenario, and it offers a wholly inaccurate representation of the security of the Florida's election websites and online database and voting system, says Sarah Revell, a spokeswoman for the Florida Department of State, the agency that oversees Florida's elections. Now, Melody, I don't care. It was only half of us up. The 11-year-old can hack it. It's not safe. Is that fair enough to say that? It isn't safe. I mean, if only half the safeguards are up. If it can be hacked by 11-year-old, two 11-year-olds, then it's not safe. So we better forget this idea of voting machines and computer voting. It just doesn't work. Elections have been stolen in the past. They'll be stolen again. Get used to it. As long as you don't have paper ballots, it's going to be rigged the way you want to do it. It's not hard to program a computer to change votes. And people, please think about that. We've got to get our head off our butts and get a breath of fresh air and figure this stuff out. Go ahead, Mel. Let's talk about it.
You know, I just want to do an update on Turkey. He came out today, the President Erdogan said that Turkey is going to boycott electronic products from the United States. I didn't see a list of the electronic products. I don't know what type of products, electronic products that come from the United States and how much they actually do import from the United States. But at least they're coming out and making a statement that they're ready to do something in order to offset some of those sanctions that are being placed on there. There was... let's see if there was anything else on there. Turkey is the target of an economic war. He has made repeated calls for Turks to sell their dollars and euros. And he said in his speech that today, together with our people, they're going to stand decisively against the dollar, the forex prices, inflation, and interest rates. We will protect our economic independence by being a tight-knit together. We'll see how tight-knit they are, but so it's unclear with his call for the Turks to sell the dollars if it would be widely heeded or not, but is this something that can actually become a contagion to where you have other countries, the ones that we talked about earlier in the program today, would pick up, and we could see more pressure on the dollar. Dollar doesn't look like it's scared. It's getting stronger, but, I mean, that's a sign of people going into the treasuries and so forth. So, again, interesting.
It is interesting. Time will tell. And a different direction, that I thought this article was kind of important to cover today, too. We're in our time so quickly. More than half of the foreign refugees are on taxpayer-funded food stamps, SAP. In 2008, as Breitbart News reported, the U.S. had permanently resettled more than 1.7 million foreign nationals and refugees through a variety of humanitarian programs like the Special Immigrant Juveniles and the Nicaraguan Adjustment and General American Relief Act. This is a foreign population larger than Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, a city of 1.5 million residents. This is 2008 now. An annual report by the Office of Refugee Resettlement was analyzed by the Center for Immigration Studies, Jason Richwine, in which an analyst revealed that about 56% of the households headed by foreign refugees arrived in the United States between 2011 and 2015 are being fed, Melody, with our tax dollars. They haven't paid a penny in taxes in the country. They have not contributed anything to the welfare of this country as a whole. But yet, they're eating off us. Is there something wrong with this picture, or am I just being selfish?
Well, no. I mean, it's all part of, they talk about how the food stamps, or the, I forget what they call that program anymore, continues to decline, but it still shows how millions and millions of people are still on there, and a lot of those are refugees and so forth.
Well, and how well it's worked in Sweden, you probably saw this also on the news. Sweden is burning. Migrant gangs unleash coordinated firebomb rampage across multiple cities. Now, folks, this is serious. Sweden opened their borders and opened arms to the refugees or the migrants coming across the border. Welcome them, and I remember seeing this on the news, going out and meeting the buses and welcome to the country. Glad to have you. And now the foreigners. Now, folks, this is not an accident. This is not something just a coincidence. This was pre-planned. They were put in there to infiltrate the nation's innermost parts and destroy the country. Many Swedes were horrified in early 2017 when U.S. President Donald Trump linked immigration to rising crime in Sweden, but an increased number now agree with him. Amid soaring crime rates, now folks, this is in Sweden. Sweden is being destroyed by foreign nationals. gang violence, complaints about education, and pregnant mothers even being turned away from maternity wards due to lack of capacity. Resentment in Sweden has built over the influx of more than 600,000 immigrants over the last 5 years. And tonight is one of the worst nights for violence in recent history, as police report multiple gangs masked youths rampaging across three major Swedish cities, setting cars on fire in what seemed like a coordinated action. Now, this article continues in another heading. The politician says, "What the hell are you doing?" Prime Minister Stefan Löfven said he was furious. Swedish politicians were quick to react after a spate of car fires in the greater Gothenburg region. "I get peed off for real," Prime Minister Stefan Löfven hit out in an interview with Swedish radio hit ahead of the September 9th election, adding he wanted to ask the perpetrators, "What the hell are you doing? Society will come back hard on this," said the Social Democrat leader, who also raised questions about the scope and timing of the attacks, which police suspect were coordinated via social media. "It looks very coordinated, almost like a military operation." The mail, let that sink in a second. The president, the head of Sweden, said, "Looks like a military operation." You think this could be coordinated to take Sweden down? Of course it could be. Of course it could be. And it is. Last year, the government tightened the punishment for aggravated vandalism, which is can now you up to 6 years in jail. Now, folks, this isn't slowing them down. They allowed them in into their nation, like America is doing right now, and once they're in place, the ones that come here for this purpose are going to attack us just like they did in Sweden. And the president of Sweden, the head of Sweden, and my prime minister said, "It looks like a military operation." Melanie, that is scary, is it not?
Well, it is, and this is what's going to happen when the money is no longer there. This is what's going to happen when the dollar resets. This is what's going to happen when we can't pay our bills anymore. I mean, they're beginning to cut the programs and so forth, and it's only going to get worse.
This is how people react. That's how they react, and how long are people going to tolerate it? I mean, some of the Swedish people start getting their eyes open now, but it's kind of like, you know, I agree. I have cancer when it's in stage four. Up until then, you ignored it. It may be too late. And Sweden has been infiltrated hugely. The women, and not only in Sweden, but other European nations also, the women are afraid to go out by themselves anymore. They're being raped by gangs. And no one is saying a word about it on ABC or CBS, are they?
Well, you know what? I don't know. I mean, we got some beautiful places here in this country, absolutely beautiful. There's some beautiful towns splattered all over this country. But I can remember way back in 2003, took my cousin's daughter, and we were going to California. We were driving through Albuquerque. I have customers in Albuquerque. Albuquerque used to be one of my marketing. I had six territories in the West, and New Mexico was one of my territories. I traveled to Albuquerque many times, stayed there many times. I loved Albuquerque, but in 2000, and this was in the 80s, and yeah, this was in the 80s, but in 2003 when we were driving through, she had just gotten back from Guatemala, and she says, "I can't believe this, it looks like Guatemala." This is Albuquerque, New Mexico, and this was a young girl at that point. She was what, 24?
Wow.
25. So, you know, we do see some of that in our cities, that, you know, it's we've got many places like Sweden.
It looks like a
war zone. The hotel we stayed at in Albuquerque, driving down the road, there was actually razor wire. There's a circular that you see in prisons.
Right, sure.
Through the hotel, you know, at the hotel parking lot. Razor. Why? This was 2003. I cannot imagine what it is today. And again,
my.
Love Albuquerque. I got clients in Albuquerque. So I'm just pointing that one out. But you see that in various places all over this country.
That would literally turn into a police state. We truly, truly, truly are. And I'll get two more things real quickly. A Hawaiian town name of the town, believe it or not, is Volcano. It's close to Kilauea Volcano that we know erupted a couple months ago. This is a little Hawaiian town that had as high as 800 earthquakes a day in July. In one day, as high as 800 quakes. I believe I'm looking for some place to move to. I mean, really, seriously, you know what I'm saying? And another article here that I think is interesting. Now, this may be
brings
good news.
New meaning to shake, rattle, and roll, right?
That's exactly right. And Elvis ain't even there. But anyway, this is hard to believe, but I remember showing 10 years ago in my Bible study a 3D printed bearing and race. Now, people like to know what a bearing and race is, perhaps. I don't know. It amazed me how they printed this thing in layers. Now they're printing 3D houses, and it has a bedroom, a bathroom, a living room, and a small office space, 600 some square feet for around $4,000. They wouldn't do that. They build a whole village in San Salvador for people that don't have homes. So they want to print houses, and it lays a mortar layer at a time. Thought that was very interesting, and perhaps, hey, who knows? Maybe one day this will be a hit here in the country where you can actually build a decent little home for a few thousand dollars. I don't know, but it's real. It's happening right now. And one more thing we'll cover before we run out of time. This is a true story. This happened in Estacada, Oregon. A 8-year-old quarter horse who was misused by his previous owner, now this is a true story, is suing the owner for $100,000 for veterinary care, as well as for damages for pain and suffering. A lawyer in Oregon, I'm trying to find where he's head up here, the Animal Legal Defense Fund, is suing the owner, previous owner. The horse is suing, and he's the lawyer representing the horse. Now, this has not been really, we'll say, solidified yet, but it looks like the judges there may allow this animal to sue somebody. Now, the animal should not be mistreated. I'm not saying that at all. I'm all totally against that. But will animals have equal rights to sue us, Melody? Is that possible in the future? They're talking about it right here in this
article. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Here we sit. A horse that was neglected, suing for $100,000 plus expenses to where he's never taken care of. Yes, the horse is mistreated, and it shouldn't be. That's such a crime. It's wrong, totally wrong, immoral. But the horse starts suing. Your dog may sue you. A cat may sue you. Think about this. We're going insane in this nation. Music's playing.
And we're also heading out of time. So 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. Give us a call, folks. And we'll be returning tomorrow. I'll be here with Dave Allen. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
There never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.